Innovation, disruption, and big issues. This is Business Game Changers with Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. Today I have an amazing program lined up. I have Tom Martin coming, and he's going to talk about C60. He was the first company in the world, and now he's the largest company in the world, providing C60 to people for experimental use for health. He produces it in olive oil, like the studies. You know, Cliff High was on my show, and he brought it up, and he was talking about the amazing results that people are having with C60. He's been taking it for about 18 months, and he's had amazing results. His dog is doing so much better. And the funny part is when he brought it up in the show and we were talking about it, the entire industry sold out. I got all these messages that the company that he brought up sold out within about an hour. And Tom, who's coming on, he sold out as well within that day. It pretty much across the entire industry, which is actually great to hear. So he's coming on and he's going to talk in depth about what C60 is. He's going to talk a lot about what the research is going on with C60, what the results are, what they're seeing behind the scenes, what scientists, because there's hundreds and hundreds of scientists studying this at different universities around the world. It's an amazing, amazing product. And so he's going to talk about that. And let's get into that interview now with Tom Martin. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, this is great. I know when we had Cliff High on and we were talking about C60, people went crazy. And from what you're saying is pretty much the whole industry sold out of the product, which was fun to hear.
It happened pretty fast. And I think that's because of the scope of the industry right now. It's a relatively small community of people that are experimenting with it. And so when several orders of magnitude more people than were currently exposed to it, were exposed to it with your program, I think a lot of people became interested very quickly.
So, I think that's fantastic. Well, from what I hear how it does, I mean, I've heard some amazing stories of how scientists stumbled into the C60. Can you explain that story and then kind of expand on how you got involved?
Sure. Yeah. People have been researching carbon-60 for a while now. And it had been studied in cell cultures and things like that and different reactions that it might have on organisms. But they hadn't really looked at the toxicity of it, and they were concerned about that. So the University of Paris put together a study where they wanted to test the chronic toxicity of carbon-60 in an organism. So they gave carbon-60 to these rats, and they wanted to see how long these rats lived to test the toxicity. Well, it turns out that the rats that got the carbon-60 lived twice as long as a normal rat would be expected to live. So the results were not toxic at all. They were quite amazing.
The opposite.
And so the complete opposite. And so since then, scientists all over the world have been scrambling to figure out why that happened and what's going on there and repeating the study. Of course, repeating the study takes a long time because the animals live for forever. So,
well, when was that original study? What year was that?
It was published in 2012.
Okay,
April
so
of
it's
2012.
It's been about 5 years now.
Five years.
Yeah, since then, and you said that people are trying to figure out what really happened. What have they been figuring out? Because it works in rats, how is it working in humans in the labs and in the tests that they're redoing?
Well, the things that they think are happening at a cellular level that are applicable to any organism, any mammal. There was a follow-up study published in 2013, so not too long after that, where the scientists said, okay, well, it has this great effect. What's happening? Like, what is going on here? And so one article that I really liked that was really succinct and how it explained the effects was a research article titled Possible Mechanisms of Fullerene C60 Antioxidant Action. And that was done by the National Institute of Health. And they basically what they found was that the carbon 60 accumulates in the membrane, in the inner membrane layer of mitochondria, because there's an electrical potential there, and C60 has some electrical properties. And so the carbon 60 molecules absorb some protons and then go through the inner membrane, and they change the electrochemical potential across the membrane structure. And that when it does that, it greatly decreases the formation of superoxides and other really reactive oxygen species. And so those really harmful byproducts of your body's combustion process, they form this cascade of bad effects. They go through your body and they form other reactive oxygen species. And what that is that's a molecule that either has too many or too few electrons, and then they bump into other molecules and they scavenge or give up an electron. And oftentimes, when those free radicals bump into an important molecule that your body uses, it'll render that molecule unavailable to your body. And that frequently happens by bumping into your DNA strands and damaging your telomere links. And so if you can keep that process from happening, if you can keep that cascade from happening, then you can greatly reduce the oxidative stress on your body. And so, and that's exactly what C60 does.
So it keeps your telomeres from getting shorter.
Yes. Yes. And it is because it prevents the chain reaction of oxidative stress that ends in damaged telomere strands.
Well, so. Is there any indication that it can make it longer after it's already been damaged?
I wouldn't go that far. Okay. I'm not sure. But it prevents them from getting shorter.
It's a prevention mechanism, because I know that, you know, Dr. Bill Andrews have come up with, and other doctors, but he's the only one that I've talked to that knows for sure he has some remedy for it, where he can re-lengthen them. But if this can keep them from getting short, I mean, we have a double-edged thing going on.
Yes, absolutely. And aging, we're pretty sure that aging is the shortening of your telomere strands. It's been shown that if you can keep your telomere strands long, that you don't age.
Well, the cells, there are two issues, and this is one of them, is the damage that and the junk that you accumulate.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you listen to Aubrey de Grey, he has seven things that can cause aging. But the big one is the telomeres. I mean, that's a low-hanging fruit, because without it, you're going to die. I mean, period.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And it's estimated that between 80 and 90% of telomere damage is from oxidative stress. Only 10 to 20% is from cell division. So every time your cell divides, the telomere strands get a little bit shorter. But mostly, most of the damage comes from this oxidative stress.
That's amazing. That's a big deal. I mean, if you can take this when you're young. Now, so taking it when you're a child is not a bad thing.
Probably not.
But you don't want to say that, because you don't want anyone under 18 to take it. Would you recommend, though, that young people take it? I mean, maybe once they turn an adult, because you can't really say, okay. I mean, and your telomeres are still pretty full length at that age. It's just, if you can keep them from shortening past full adulthood, then that's a big deal.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I've already aged quite a bit. If I can't reverse it, that kind of stinky.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, you know, if you start now, you might be looking at a couple hundred years.
I'm wondering if you can reverse some of the, if carbon 60 helps to reverse some of the aging effects.
Well, and your body might naturally extend those a little bit on its own, but it would never be enough to keep up with the shortening, with the damage that's caused by oxidative stress. So if you can reduce that oxidative stress, we might possibly find other mechanisms, or your body might have its own mechanisms to add a little bit of length very slowly. And if you could, obviously, if you could do that.
Well, they're close. They have
the
ability to completely lengthen it. It's just really expensive, like millions right now. But they're close. They have a 16% relengthener. So if you did that, it's getting close. So with this carbon 60, this is pretty amazing. So, okay. It is. How long long do people have to wait before they see the positive effects of this stuff?
From experience, from people who have been taking it from us for the last 5 years, we've sort of settled in on a maintenance dose of one teaspoon a day is kind of what we recommend, which is 5 milliliters. And so people who take a milliliter or 5 milliliters a day, a teaspoon a day, after, say, a month or so, they realize that they've been feeling really good. After a month or two or three, they look back over that time period and they say, wow, I've been feeling great. You know, this is great. And then if they stop taking carbon 60 for 6 months, then they look back and go over that time period and they say, yeah, that's a little different. I don't quite feel quite as good as I did when I was taking carbon 60. And then they'll start again and they'll feel subtly better. Another way of taking it, another dosage regime, if you will, is when people take an entire bottle or two over the course of a day or two. And then the effects are quite a bit more pronounced. You can really feel the energy from it. And that's just cleaning up your body's energy generating mechanisms, cleaning up the mitochondria and the way that your mitochondria.
Wow, so you can do a whole bottle in a couple of days and that's like a whole detox program.
Basically, I chugged a bottle this morning.
You chugged. Now, do you feel sick because it's olive oil? I mean, no, does that make you feel? It makes you feel great. Know. Okay, so
yeah.
Teaspoon. The teaspoon a day is a maintenance kind of thing. But is there a detox kind of regimen that you would recommend? That's not like in a day or two. Like maybe could you do it over a week and get that same kind of effect?
Absolutely. I think if you really wanted to see a big effect, if you really wanted to, if you didn't want to wait for a subtle effect over the course of a month or two, if you wanted to see, hey, does this stuff actually do anything or not, then I'd recommend taking several whole bottles over the course of a week.
Okay, so now if you did several whole bottles, would after a month it be about what the several whole bottles would be in a week? Or no? It just happens slowly?
It would just happen more slowly. I mean,
would you eventually get to the same point or no?
In a long-term sort of a way, yeah. I think you would feel energetic but normal over time taking a maintenance dose.
Interesting.
Some performance athletes really like to just take one bottle all at once a month. And then they can really see a bump in their performance, and they just do it once
a month. Why don't they do maintenance?
Something like that, because they like to see that bigger effect all at once.
It's a mental thing.
Yeah, you know, especially people who are really, they have it so dialed in. They've been training for whatever it is that they're doing for so long. They have it down to a certain number of seconds it takes to do it, like run a certain distance, and then they take a whole bottle and they're actually, instead of just shaving off fractions of a second, all of a sudden they're shaving off, whole seconds off of whatever time they're looking for.
And so they can, like, world-class athletes.
For instance, I have a friend in the Netherlands who started taking carbon 60 olive oil in 2012. So the year that the study came out, and he was 43 at the time. And he was a competitive rower. And so at the age of 43, he had never been in really the top tier of his country, but he was very competitive. He was, he wouldn't have made the Olympics or anything, but he was close to that level. And then he started taking carbon 60, and all of a sudden he became the Dutch national champion.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't happen when you're 43 years old in an Olympic level.
Were people amazed that this older guy is in the Olympics and doing, or not in the Olympics, it was a national champion? Did he end up going to the Olympics?
Yeah. I think he might have made the team like last year or the year before. I'm not really
sure. Were people amazed that he was his age and doing that well?
It was pretty incredible, yeah. And so carbon 60, one of our main demographics of people who are experimenting with it are performance athletes, competitive athletes, who've always been kind of an experimental crowd anyway, and looking at cutting edge things that improve athletic performance. So, yeah, it's a thing in that crowd, but still pretty unknown.
It's just amazing that it can do all this stuff. Okay, so what other stories have you heard? Because you've worked with thousands of people now, because you started your business right after the study came out, right?
Yes, I had been studying aging research kind of off and on as a hobby. I had been following it because I figured that at some point in my lifetime, we were probably going to figure this out. And I wanted to be aware of it when, you know, when or if it did happen. And so when the study was published, I was fortunate enough to have read it right away. And then I think 4 days after the study was published, I registered the domain name and started a business. And then 2 months after, a little less than, under 2 months after the study was published, I had a product to market. And so we were the first company in the world to offer it for sale.
You're the first company and the largest company right now, right?
Yes, I believe so.
But it's still a small market, right? Because you were saying that
The
bubble of people that even know about it is, compared to how many people are in the world, is really tiny.
Yeah, I would estimate that probably no more than 7,000 people have ever experimented with carbon-60 olive oil. And if you look at that compared to the world, of course, that's 1 in a million people.
You'd so we might have doubled the market just with our show?
Yeah, quite possibly. because, you know, the people that are taking it are a thriving community. People are kicking it around and talking about it and, hey, this stuff's awesome. But it's a bubble. I mean, that outside of that bubble, it's basically unheard of.
Well, so what other stories do you have? Because you've worked with more than anyone else in the world on this and actually have real people that are taking it. What stories have you heard?
Well, a general experience with carbon-60 olive oil is that, as I mentioned earlier, you just kind of feel good, you have more energy, and you look back after using it and you realize that everything's working fine and your health is just slightly improved, and it's these subtle effects. But then we find much more pronounced effects with people that have certain conditions. And so it appears to have a regulating effect on the immune systems. People with autoimmune issues, allergies, inflammation, arthritis, things where your body is attacking itself or over-responding. We see a lot of experiences like that where the carbon-60 helps to regulate those mechanisms. And so we've seen some really positive things there. Other specific cases, I know of somebody who had hepatitis C, which is a very bad disease, apparently, and he started taking carbon-60 olive oil and without taking the medicine that actually treats hepatitis C, because I guess the medicine is really terrible. He showed a remarkable improvement. All of his indicators, it was basically going away, so that was pretty encouraging. We had a group of people who had had an adverse reaction to a vaccine, and so this was a support group of people who there were by and large normal, healthy young people who had this adverse reaction, and all of a sudden they went from being normal and healthy to being bedridden with pain, and they couldn't move and they were exhausted, and it was just a terrible adverse reaction to some component of vaccines. And so those people became aware of carbon-60 and they started taking it, and there were a lot of good responses there where people who had been, you know, bedridden for 10 years were all of a sudden getting up and walking around and going on runs and things. So
Wow. That
was it was an incredible response from that support group that they had found out about it. So
well, and are the labs like and the labs on human cells showing this as well?
There are thousands of at least hundreds and hundreds of ongoing studies around the world at universities all over the place and in every major country where people are studying the effects of carbon-60 on organisms. But human trials, as human trials, are probably still a long ways away.
And so we are the human trial right now.
We are the human trial right now. People who are experimenting with it are the human trial.
Could you do something more for, I mean, even though you can't like legally do a formal trial, you could do a sort of trial and publish some results if you could get people to volunteer and put their information in.
Yeah, we could do something like that, and we would be interested in organizing something like that.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Because sure. then
it,
you
it,
could.
It would be amazing. Yeah,
yeah, that's something that would, and I think a lot of people would volunteer to do that because this is for the betterment of people in general. It's not just.
And there are some specific conditions that I would really like to see it tested on. I would really like the formal scientific community to start testing it on, for instance, cancer.
Yes.
It shows a lot of cancer suppression activity in cell cultures and things like that. And then we do have a few cases that that happened with our product where some beneficial things were seen. So I'd like to see that formally studied. And that's really where this human trial, where people who are experimenting with it can really benefit. You know, the formal scientific community is that we can provide these indicators like, hey, it looks like carbon 60 olive oil probably has an effect in this area. Let's study it formally, or it has an effect in this area. Let's study that formally. And
exactly.
So we can kind of like at this point, we have a lot of feedback that we could really suggest some good areas of study.
Oh, that's remarkable. Okay, so now let's ask you a question about the rats. Would the rats have lived longer? I mean, do they just live twice as long, or did they kill them to study?
They killed the very last one. So it was actually a three-part study. They studied the biodistribution within the animals, where they gave some rats some C60 and then killed them and dissected them to see where the C60 ended up. There was another component of the study where they wanted to test its antioxidant properties, and they did that by giving some rats water, giving some rats olive oil, giving some rats carbon 60 olive oil, and then poisoning them all with carbon tetrachloride, which is a way of studying how well a material provides antioxidant protection. And so the rats that got water and regular olive oil, of course, would have died because it was a lethal dose of carbon tetrachloride. But the rats that got carbon 60 olive oil, like, they actually showed such significant protection that their livers were fine. They probably would have lived through that lethal dose of poison. So there were some interesting things like that. But then, of course, the main component was the chronic toxicity, where it took 4 years, 5 years for the study to get done. And they dosed the rats with carbon 60 olive oil for a relatively short period of time. And then they stopped the dosing when one of the control rats died. So they said, okay, that's it. And let's let all the rest of the rats live out their natural lives. And so the rats that had received carbon 60 olive oil actually lived more than an entire normal rat lifespan after they had stopped the dosing. So
who knows how long they would have lasted?
And that was actually speculated on in the conclusions of that paper, and it's been widely speculated on since then in the scientific community, is what would have happened if you had kept giving them carbon 60. And
have they done that with any animal that you know of now that since then, and where they're just like doing it until they die?
Because something like that would take a long time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the answer to that? Because you cut out there for a second.
Yeah, sorry about that. We haven't had time to do a study like that because it would hypothetically take a long time. Like we're just now at the stage where they could, you know, over the next 2 years they might be publishing just a repeat of that study. But in order to actually test how long the rats would have lived if they had continued to get carbon 60. That could be a 15-year study.
We're in the baby stages. We just started this.
Yeah, yeah. We have no idea if you could effectively remove the oxidative stress component of aging as it damages your telomere strands. In theory, we could live 300 to 500 years with carbon 60 olive oil. You know, it could be something like that. So these studies would take a really long time.
Okay, well, let's jump to a huge leap here. You know how in the Bible it talks about how people live to be 1,000 years old? Maybe Maybe
we had carbon 60.
well, no. Maybe when we had, I'm just theorizing, maybe when we had that great catastrophe or the apocalypse, you know, where this the floods and everything else, maybe something happened to our planet where now we're being radiated a lot more than we used to be.
Well, and it is interesting. Like, it's an interesting, I mean, I would call it a coincidence, but it's an interesting coincidence that if you eliminated that oxidative stress, and maybe it's not a coincidence, I don't know. If you eliminated that oxidative stress completely, you could, in theory, live to be 500 to 1,000 years old. I think it's really interesting that number is approximately what they, you know, what was being talked about in the Bible. I have no
Isn't
idea if
that
that's a coincidence or
fascinating?
what, but yeah, I mean, it's not like in the Bible we're talking about people living 5,000 years or some other random number. It happens to be, you know, approximately the same number that you potentially could live to if you were to eliminate oxidative stress as an aging component.
And there's some
So I
scientists
don't know what that
now.
means.
Well, there's some scientists now talking about some things that could have happened back then that could have raised our radiation levels and things. And I've just been hearing, you
Yeah.
know, I always hear the cutting edge stuff that's going on, and I'm going to have somebody on to talk about that. But this is it's starting to bring some things together. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's really fascinating because it.
It's certainly fascinating that those numbers are approximately the same, you
Yeah.
know, and we wouldn't maybe know why, maybe we never will, maybe it's a coincidence, who knows, but it is interesting that they're approximately the same. They're in the same order of magnitude.
Okay, so why do you choose olive oil versus any other oil? Because some of these other oils taste so much better. I know olive oil is supposed to be good for you as well, but I gotta tell you, I've had some with coconut oil and
How'd that go?
I like it a lot better than the olive oil. I just gotta tell you. Because it doesn't
Okay.
have really any taste to it. I don't
Okay.
know if I notice a difference because I've taken both. I know my body reacts more to the olive oil. But
Okay.
olive oil is supposed to have a little bit more of its own detox effects, from what I understand. But the coconut oil is so much easier to take. And I mean, just
Well,
unfortunately.
yeah. We use carbon 60 in olive oil for two reasons. One, that's what we're geared up for. We have a pretty large process here that's scalable, and we're set up to very efficiently produce carbon 60 in olive oil. And so to use another oil, we would have to basically implement an entire other production line, so that the equipment wouldn't be shared, so that, you know, everything
Sure,
from
you
our
want to mix.
bottler to our, yeah, I mean, we have a, you know, we have like an industrial bottling machine. We have a single cartridge industrial pharmaceutical sterile filter. All of those things, we couldn't use any of that equipment. So we would have to duplicate our entire process to make another oil, because we're set up to really efficiently do what we do. But the other reason, and the main reason, is that all of the data and research has been done on with olive oil. And so, I mean, the rat study, the University of Paris rat study, was done with olive oil. And so the science has already been done on olive oil, and it's continuing to be studied. And so those other oils probably would have a similar result, but they haven't been studied, and there's no data
And
on
we
it.
have
And so
no, we don't know.
we don't know. And so I would like to see some studies using those other oils. You know, my best guess would be that you would have a similar result, because it's all it is a carrier. It just those oils go into your body, and then the carbon 60 transfers to the oils that are in your cells. It transfers to the lipid layers that are in your
Although
mitochondria, membranes, and things.
the olive oil has some healing benefits all on its own, right?
Yeah. So olive oil is already good for you, and there's that too. But so at some point in the future, we probably would consider producing the other oils, but we're right now we're set up to very efficiently produce carbon 60 in olive oil.
And you're like
And
half the price right now because you've really got your production going.
yeah, we when we first started, we were at $109 for a 100 milliliter bottle, and then we dropped it to 89, and then 58, and now we're at $43.50 because we're for a 100 milliliter bottle, because we're so much more efficient.
Well, and
Our yeah.
what's great about that is that it allows us to afford it because I don't know if I could afford, although I like coconut oil a lot better, I don't know if buying it for my whole family, if I would want to spend $400 a month, you know, for me and my husband and my daughter and my son. But being half that, it just seems a little bit more reachable.
Yeah. Well, and olive oil, if you look at if the evidence that this the scientific evidence and the anecdotal evidence coming back from people who are experimenting with carbon 60 and olive oil is all positive, and it's building on itself. And at some point, it's going to become very compelling that this is what we think it is, that carbon 60 does fully dissolved in olive oil can greatly extend lifespan. And when that evidence reaches a point where it's so compelling that it's inescapable, which might take 20 or 30 years, you know, I mean, if somebody who's been taking it this entire time still looks something roughly like the age that they were when they started taking it, and a quarter of a century has gone by, then that evidence is going to be pretty compelling. Olive oil, there's enough of it to go around. You know, we can produce carbon 60 olive oil, and the whole world could have some. I'm sure that by that point, we would probably have it in other oils also, because you probably would need to supplement the olive oil supply. But there's enough olive oil to produce this stuff on a global scale and
for everyone. So what about the carbon 60? How do you get that?
So carbon 60 is produced in a carbon arc reactor. They evacuate a chamber. They fill it with helium a little bit. It's like 10% atmosphere of helium. And they take carbon rods and they arc them together using an electrical supply. And it forms a soot. And that soot is called a fullerene soot. And it's about 10% carbon 60. And the other 90% is other stuff. It's graphene and carbon nanotubes and carbon 70 and carbon 80 and carbon 34 and all of these other unique carbon molecules, but about 10% of that fullerene soot is carbon 60. So then it's extracted using toluene, which is a constituent in gasoline. It's highly toxic, but this is the extraction process. So they extract the carbon 60 from the fullerene soot using toluene, and then they further purify it to get rid of the C70 and all the other carbon allotropes, and they end up with a purified C60, a purified carbon 60, and then they get rid of all the toluene, and you end up with a pure product. And that's where we get it from. We get it at that point, where it's free of solvents, which in this case is toluene, and it's free of all of the other stuff. And so it's a purified carbon 60.
And is it expensive to produce?
Very. Yeah.
Okay, but you don't need that much of it, it sounds like.
No. It's roughly the price of gold. So. Wow. For instance, a 100-gram bottle is $3,800. But it's important to use the right amount of carbon 60 to get a fully saturated product. You have to start with 6 times more carbon 60 than can possibly go into solution in order to reach a fully saturated state. And so, you know, you can't just, like, we a fully saturated state is 0.8 milligrams per milliliter. Well, you can't just put 0.8 milligrams per milliliter of carbon 60 into a solution and expect it to all go into solution, because you would have to mix it for a very long time in order to achieve that. So we follow the protocol that was outlined in the University of Paris study, where we start with 6 times the amount of carbon 60 than can go into solution. So it is very expensive for us to produce it.
But
those prices would eventually come down.
The production of C60 itself would come down once there's be more efficient as well.
I would love for us to build our own carbon arc reactor and produce our own carbon 60 at some point. We're still probably several years away from that, but if, you know, when the evidence for what's happening with carbon 60 becomes overwhelming and compelling, we're going to need to do that at some point. We're going to need
you're going to be like Exxon or, you know, British Petroleum, but with just C60. I mean, that's how in demand it'll be, you know? I mean, it'll be as in demand as oil.
Well, here we are with a thing that could possibly completely change the human experience. I mean, it's weird to say it with a straight face, but I mean, this stuff could literally, you could live 500 years with this stuff potentially. And so we don't, you know, I mean, it's such a paradigm shift.
Well, and I've been writing a book on aging, which I'm only half done, and I'm taking way longer than I wanted to. And this is now being incorporated into it. But there isn't anything in history that's probably changed the human race more than this. Any, like, you know, technology or innovation, you know, I mean, communication, right. I mean, yeah. The ability to speak is on that level.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's really incredible. And living to 500 versus 100, what will we be? Will we be able to mature and actually have a civilization that can get along? Because I don't know if we live long enough to get out of being just little kids fighting with each other.
I absolutely. I mean, things will completely change. Just your perspective gets a lot farther down the road. You know, mm-hmm. like over the last 5 years, I found myself, you know, really thinking about, you know, the future, like where do I want to be in 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, 100 years? I mean, we haven't had the luxury of thinking about those things before. And so here you actually have the possibility of really having long-term goals, you know, of really doing things that take a long time. And because being able to do things that take a long time is really important for doing things that are good.
Yeah, well, because meaningful things take a long time. That's long the time. Point. And it might take as long as your lifetime or even longer. Because, you know, I talk to people who are doing amazing things like you, and all of them are like, well, now I don't know. I'm not going to be around much longer, and who's going to carry this on to the same degree? It's because they realized that they needed to live another lifetime to get what they wanted to get done.
Yeah, and eventually they get tired and they just want to, you know, take a break and relax and retire. And we only have, you know, 40 or 50 good energetic years where we're bouncing off the walls with energy and we can do amazing things. And then after that, you know, when you only have 20 years left, you're going, well, I'll let somebody else carry the torch for a while and take a break, you know.
And I know. Or you don't have the energy. Well, one thing that I've been I actually have this chapter written is the ethics behind aging, which is probably the most interesting chapter I have of all the things and all the questions and how it's going to change civilization. I mean, I don't have answers as much as I have questions and kind of laying it out, you know,
because it's interesting.
Because there's a lot of other things that'll go on.
Yes. Well, in the, we've been told since we were kids that we're going to die. Right, you got 90 years maybe on this planet, and you're gonna die. And we've grown up with that expectation. We've grown up knowing that that's the case, and we've accepted it because you have to. You're not a realistic person if you haven't accepted that you have 90 years at most on this planet. And so reasonable people have accepted that, you know. So to be faced with the possibility that that's not the case, you know, that you could have a lot more time, getting into the ethics of it, I think it's really interesting because you know, like you've accepted this really hard pill to swallow, and so then you know the initial reaction I've noticed is oh that'd be terrible. Well, it's because you went to the trouble of accepting a very hard thing to accept. And so you're resistant to it.
Well, go ahead.
If you spend some time with it, if you spend some time with the idea, I've noticed for me personally that the perspective changes.
Yes.
You know, like once you do think, okay, maybe this is a possibility, then it changes your perspective on it. So it changes, I think it changes the ethical debate.
It does because you start to think, well, if that's something that is an option for me, would I want to? And the ethics behind it is once we get to a post-aging world, would we force people to live longer or would we allow them to die naturally? I mean, those are some of the ethics, you know.
Well,
do they have to take C60 or can they just die normally? Will be some of the ethics questions.
Well, it's like going to the gym. Right. Everybody knows that going to the gym and working out and eating healthy food is good for you and you can live a longer life. Everybody knows that. But how many people do that?
Well, that's because it's so much more 15%. Fun to sit and watch TV and eat.
Well, yeah. Well,
sorry.
Exactly. But the point is that not everybody's going to take carbon-60 olive oil. Even if it was proven beyond, even if there were people that were 300 years old, if people are lazy or for whatever reason, they're not going to take it. So it's never going to be 100% of the population is taking this thing, even if it were available to everyone.
But the interesting thing is those people are going to die off right away. It's just very interesting. Yeah. The ethics behind it, we don't even know. The other thing, you don't even know what all the ethical questions are going to be because we've, it's all just us theorizing about it. We're going to have supply problems. We're going to have.
Well, I don't think we'll have a supply problem with the carbon itself.
Well, I'm talking with like with maybe other things in life.
Oh, food.
Or food, or water, or land, or you know whatever our natural resources are, and maybe that's why we got to move and settle onto other planets, which they're really working on, and they're closer than people realize.
Yes, well, and here we are. We're at a perfect age to be living 500 years because we're, you know, we're. I'm pretty sure we're going to solve that one in the next 500 years.
Oh yeah, we're going to solve that in our lifetime, especially if we live longer with the carbon C60.
yeah. I mean, I've no doubt that there will be people living on other planets, obviously within 100 years.
Some of the stuff I hear behind the scenes is we have the ability to get to Mars in 4 days. They're still working on that, you know, technology. I mean, there's amazing things that I'm hearing from scientists, but it's like the carbon 60 is still in this bubble research phase. A lot of those things are in bubble research phase, so they're not coming out with it, but we're really moving along in technology.
Yeah, a lot of really interesting things are happening in the world. And so even if we develop this ability to live a great deal longer, I mean, we can cross that bridge when we come to it, but I don't think it's going to be the biggest issue. I think we'll figure out what to do with that.
Yeah, it'll be fun to, there'll be some serious issues, like when we have dictatorships or what do we do with, you know, when you have psychopaths in power, we still have to deal with the psychopaths. And
that's true.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, maybe we get some good remedies for that, and we figure it out. But
hopefully, a much older and wiser population will help
exactly
change the political landscape in a way that you know you just say you know we want to like we don't want that you know
psychopaths need to be taken care of differently, and we know how to identify them instead of being children. Like we are now.
Yeah. I mean, you don't. It's a lot easier to be taken advantage of, for instance, by a psychopath when you're 20 than when you're 90.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
You still have your wits about you when you're 90. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how can people learn more about you and learn more about this and get the product and? Tell us, give us your. I know you wanted to talk about what you're doing in the industry as well.
Well, as word of this gets out, you know, we do have this really small industry right now because effectively very few people in the world have heard about it, even though there's a thriving community of people that are trying it. I've been working recently on putting together an industry association to help the other vendors, the other people that are making it. With technical issues so that we can all establish some industry standard guidelines for quality and the concentrations specifically to get everybody's concentrations up to a fully saturated concentration. So I'd really like to help the other companies, you know, if we could all come together and kind of improve our industry before it gets big, before it turns into a mainstream thing. We should have a good, thriving cottage industry first.
So it doesn't take down the industry overall because you got some lay liar. So how do they get hold of you, the company owners and things get hold of you?
They can email me. That's our website, carbon60oliveoil.com.
and so, customers too can get the product there as well. And it's easy to buy, right?
It's just it's an internet site, and I mean it's a website, and there's products, and there's some research there. There's a link to the original University of Paris study. We're going to put some other studies on there. So there's a good basis for research where you can go to research it further to find out more about it. And of course, you can purchase our products there for your own experimentation at home. And there's contact information there. Customers can email me. It's tom@carbon60oliveoil.com. And I try to answer every email. So
if you were interested in doing a study with the people who are taking it, mm-hmm. What would you, would there be a way for, I mean, maybe we can even talk about it later. You can come back and we can talk about a study. Okay. You know, if you decide to put something together, because I would be interested in helping you do that.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. I think it's time for more things like that. Of course these studies take a long time, but yeah, let's I'm definitely interested in that.
And then if it can lead to scientists taking that information and actually doing some things with it, it would be wonderful.
Well, exactly. And again, you know, that's where we can really provide a benefit to the scientific community is we have all of this anecdotal evidence and we have, you know, people who like just the stories from people who have taken it. And we can take that. And it's just a good place. They're good leads for formal science. You know, they're good places for formal science to say, you know, hey, what should we be studying? Well, you should be studying this. You should be studying that. You know, we think it has an effect here. We think it has an effect there. So, the more we do as a community of informal scientists, the better feedback, the better data we can get to scientists to actually study mechanisms of action and actually get good data on, you know, hard numbers on how it affects things and how long you could live and things like that.
Well, absolutely excellent. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we are going to have you back. And it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's been really great. Thanks for having me. And really quick, do you want to hear a couple of fun facts about carbon-60 olive oil?
Oh, absolutely. Don't want to go without that.
All right. Fun facts time. All right, here's a fun fact. We have no idea how long our product lasts.
What does that mean?
Well, we give a shelf life of 2 years.
Oh, I see.
So, olive oil itself has a shelf life of 18 to 24 months. A high quality extra virgin olive oil can last up to 3 to 4 years. But in the University of Paris rat study, they took the carbon 60 olive oil that they made at the beginning of the study and they held on to what they didn't use. And they stored it and they tested it regularly for rancidity and things like that. And at the end of the study, so nearly 5 years after it was produced, it was still perfectly fine because
the C60 is making the olive oil.
Preserved the olive oil. It prevented the formation of peroxides and the oxidation of the oil, so the oil didn't go bad. It was still a perfectly viable product 5 years after it was made. And so, as far as we know, it could be like honey, where it's still good in, you know, 10 years or whatever.
Love that. Okay, that's a fun fact. What else you got?
We only say 2 years because we know that we're safe with saying 2 years.
Sure.
Okay, here's another fun fact. So we have no idea who the first person in the world was that consumed carbon 60 olive oil, right? It could have been some scientist involved in these original studies that said, hey, I'm going to try this stuff at home. You know, we don't know. Nobody's come forward to claim the mantle of being the first person in the world to take carbon 60 olive oil.
Well, don't they say that the people in what is that place in the world where they live the longest, you know, up in the mountains, whatever, that there's low dosages of C60 in their streams and water?
There could be, and that's another issue. I believe you're talking about a place in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Carbon 60 doesn't exist naturally on Earth. It's produced in very minute quantities in carnauba wax, soot, when you burn carnauba wax, and very minute quantities in other rare circumstances. So what happened there in Eastern Europe was there were some coal beds. There were seams of coal. There was a coal deposit. And at some point in Earth's earlier history, an asteroid struck that deposit. An asteroid impacted. And the impact of the asteroid, because there wasn't any oxygen down there in those coal seams, so the carbon, you know, didn't form normal like carbon dioxide and things like that. The energy from that impact scrambled all that carbon, and you ended up with a low concentration of carbon 60 from the energy of that impact. So that's the only known natural deposit of carbon 60 on Earth, because you can't form carbon 60 in the presence of oxygen.
That's a great another fun fact.
Yeah, that's another fun fact.
That's cool.
but in terms of that, we do know who purchased the very first bottle of carbon 60 olive oil available for purchase in the world in history. And you know, maybe 500 years from now, somebody will want to look at this and say, who was the first person who purchased carbon 60 olive oil? It was a woman named Beth in Dunedin, Florida.
Who did she buy it from?
From me. It was the first company to sell it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, fun fact. In case anyone was wondering, the first person that ever bought a bottle was a woman named Beth.
And you're the first one to ever produce one, so that's...
Yeah.
Any other fun facts, or is that it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I could probably...
Okay. Well, we got to wrap this up. We don't have much more time. Okay. But again, thank you. This was really fun. And again, we're going to have you back.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It was wonderful. Okay. And I look forward to doing it again.